Spring Planting Reports, brought to you by Poet Biorefining of Hanlontown. They are proud to support these spring planting messages and reminds you with a busy planting season, remember to share the road and watch for all slow-moving vehicles traveling to and from the fields. Let's all get home safe and have another successful spring planting season. Joining me on the live line today, field agronomist Angie Rick Hins. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. We were talking a little bit about the weather, how we don't really have control over the weather. We had 80s here not that long ago, but the 40s and 50s have steadily come back into the picture.
You're right, and it looks like we're going to get a good week of that kind of weather and maybe even a little colder towards the end of next week.
And how does that play in? We're gonna talk a little bit about soil conditions and planter prep. How does that play into some of the soil conditions as we kick off the season?
Well, farmers, you know, a week ago when we were quite warm and our soils were fairly dry, they're still fairly dry for that matter. A little bit of rain in the last week has probably been a good thing. I think farmers were really jumping the gun. They're really anxious. They're nervous to get out there. We all know sometimes spring in Iowa is really wet. And when we look at 2019 and 2018, springs were really wet. Last year in 2020, spring was fairly nice. And we got in the field a little sooner than we had been the last couple of years. And I think people were hoping for the same this year. We are by no means behind in planting at all. But it was so nice that and now that the weather's changed, people are a little nervous, and yet we're only at April 13th. So we really want those soil temperatures at about 50 degrees and warming up. And this week, they are trending down. Just last week, they were in the upper 50s, closer to 60, and in a lot of places, 60s in the other southern part of Iowa. But when I look at this 4-inch soil temperature, for the Kanawha Research Farm, located just outside of Kanawha, Iowa, not that far from Mason City, it was 48 degrees yesterday, and today's not going to be a warm day, although these winds are certainly drying our soils out again. I've seen people planting. I would maybe recommend holding off on planting, especially until the first part of next week, till we see what those temperatures are going to be like. Because it's cold, and we don't want those seeds in cold soil, but more importantly, we don't want to get a cold rain on those seeds. Farmers know, that by planting earlier, we have an opportunity to capture more sunlight, increase yields in both corn and soybeans, but there's always a risk that comes with it. So it really comes down to risk management.
Yeah, definitely. You were talking the various temperatures and some of those. You said there were a few people that were out there a little bit early. What are some of the things that folks would see if you did plant too early?
Well, a couple of things. One is that seed may stay in the ground a lot longer before it even takes on water and imbibes water and starts to germinate. So we know that corn can lay in the ground for a long time, 3 weeks or so, before it comes up out of the ground. That seed is still actively doing its thing. Once it takes on water, it's still going through all its metabolic processes. But the longer that seed stays in the ground because of cold temperatures, we run the risk of it sitting in our pre-emerge herbicides a lot longer. So we may have some herbicide injury to our seedlings. We run the risk of plant diseases, so seedling diseases and root rot diseases are increased during that time. And then we also can see some increased insect activity, wireworms, seed corn maggots, things like that. So there's always a risk from all those things the longer that seed stays in the soil. And then if we stay really cold and that seed has imbibed water, at some point our seeds start to rot, and we won't rot every seed in a field, right? But we'll lower the emergence rate. Our stands will be thinner. Then we have to think about weed competition in those open spaces, things like that. So we always say planting is the most important thing we do all year, and let's get it right.
Yeah, definitely. And we're looking at, we were talking, had a few guys get out there a little bit early, but maybe if the folks that are scaling back, maybe more on the prep side of things before the planting side. Some topics there.
Yeah, there's been a lot of field work done, so a lot of tillage. There's a lot of debate going on right now as to how much tillage we might be needing to do if we stay dry this spring or go into the summer. If we don't do as much tillage this spring, we can conserve some of that moisture we have in the topsoil from our recent rains. And then there's always folks who, I mean, if they're doing no-till, obviously they're not doing any tillage. There's folks that have tilled everything up black already to warm up that soil seed bed and dry it out a little bit. So we're kind of all over the place. There's been a lot of field work prep done. There's still a lot of field work going on. There's a lot of anhydrous going out. If I totally understand if people farm large amounts of acreages that they want to get a jump on planting. I totally understand that. I would advise people that if you're to that point, you're just really super itchy about planting, maybe go out and plant 40 acres or 80 acres, right? But don't plant 1,000 acres of corn or soybeans just yet. There's people that have done that. We know of that kind of acreage in the ground already. That is a risk they're willing to take. That's maybe not a risk for everybody.
Yeah, and you could look at other options around there, maybe getting a strategy together for the fertilizer side, or maybe getting some other equipment prepared for the season.
Yeah, we've had a nice long spring to work on equipment. Maybe you take your planter out and make a pass to see how everything's functioning. Look at soil conditions and see, do I need some more down pressure? Do I need to adjust things? Do I need to put that seed a little further in the ground? Maybe I have the seed not or too far in the ground, right? I need to shallow up that planting a little bit. There's all kinds of things people can be doing right now to prep for that planting season, to make sure that planter is working correctly, that we're getting seeds placed at the appropriate depth. So doing those kinds of things in the field, those are always good things to do. And well ahead of time, right? And then make sure we understand how those conditions change from field to field with either soil moisture conditions or soil texture conditions, that whatever you set that planter for the first field is most likely not going to be the same conditions in the next field you go to.
Definitely. And always great to catch up with you, field agronomist Andrew Rickens. And do you have maybe a number or an email that if somebody wanted to reach out and connect with you for any questions, what would that be?
Yeah, I'll share my phone number. It's 515-231-2830. I cover 9 counties in north central Iowa. A lot of people know me from doing pesticide meetings. My office is in Clarion. Today I'm in Iowa Falls. I kind of land wherever I need to be for the day, so I'm not always in my office. So the best thing to do is just call that cell phone number.
Perfect. Outstanding. Again, always great catching up with you, and we'll catch up with you a little bit farther into the season.
Great. Looking forward to it. I hope everybody has a good spring.
Spring Planting Reports, brought to you by Poet Biorefining of Hanlontown. They are proud to support these spring planting messages and reminds you, with a busy planting season, remember to share the road and watch for all slow-moving vehicles traveling to and from the fields. Let's all get home safe and have another successful spring planting season.